We've been blessed this year by different families lighting the Advent candle. If memory serves me correctly, Tina and Travis lit them. Don and Pat Singletary lit them. Randy and Debbie McCoy lit them, and so did Mark and Joanne, and Phil and Betty.
Yep.
And Phil's not with us tonight. He's got a little bit of a cold, so keep him in prayer. I talked to him Thursday, I think it was, on the phone, and he said, I think I'm getting better. But when I saw Betty come by herself, he said, he's still not so good. So keep him in prayer. We do a little different than what's in the order of worship when we include it in on the candlelight service. So we're going to light all the candles that led up to the Christ candle, which we'll light a little later. And they all tell a story that leads up to Advent. And we know that Jesus was born. We have history on our side. But he also promised to come again. So we are in a constant state of Advent, waiting for his return. I'm going to read the scripture from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. And then we'll light the candle. And then you have a little response on the bottom if you have your bulletins with you. It's in the bold color print. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. And we light the fifth candle tonight, which is the Christ candle. And we light it to remind us that he truly is the light of the world. And if we are to find our way through the darkness of this world, and sometimes what we go through is certainly darkness, it will be by following the light that we can go through the darkness. Because the light dispels darkness. And we light the Christ candle and you respond.
As we follow his light, let our light so shine that others will see his love in us.
Amen. And what's interesting too, and it happens every once in a while, where the Jewish calendar follows the Christian calendar, and we are also in a time of Hanukkah, which is the festival of lights. Lights have a very, light itself has a very important part of our life, because without light, we wouldn't have life. So